Welcome back, everyone, to The Xamarin Show, Snack Pack Edition. Today, I want to cover something small but oh so important to your Android applications, which are all of the different API and SDK levels that you can set inside of your Android application. This is really important when it goes to how far back you want to support, but also what sorts of features and new APIs you want to have integrated into your applications. So there's a few settings that I want to cover, but I also want to show you where to get started and, of course, learn more. So let's hop right into Visual Studio. Now, here inside of Visual Studio, I've just created a blank Xamarin Android application, but this could also be a Xamarin Forms application because at the root of it is an Android application. So I have my main activity here, but we're actually going to right-click on the project and go into the properties. And what we're going to find here is three extremely important application settings. The first one here is the compile. This is our compilation target framework. This is only used for IntelliSense inside of the IDE, but also specifically to know what build tools that we can compile with. So by default, it'll tell us to use the latest platform, whatever I have installed on my machine. So here I have Android 7.1, 7.0, 6.0, 5.0, and 4.4 all installed, different SDK levels. Now, I always like to pick one myself. So I'm going to go ahead and pick 7.0, which is my current flavor that I want to target. And when I change that version, it's going to actually reload my application, and we're going to go ahead and go into the properties again. Now, this compile isn't added to my Android manifest or anything like that. It tells Visual Studio or Xamarin Studio what APIs, again, to show you in the IDE, and also what to compile against, literally. The two other properties are very, very important. And again, I always recommend setting these manually. So the first one is the minimum Android to target. This will tell Google Play how far back your application should be installed on. So if you want your application to go all the way back to Android level 4, you can select that. Now, if you need some guidance on where to go, I always go into Google and just say Android dashboard. And what that'll do is bring you up dashboards in the Android developer portal. This will tell you what versions of Android are actively being used in the Google Play Store. So we can see that if we target Android 4.1 API 16 and above, we'll cover 98% of all devices. And that's actually the default here with the API level 16. Now, when I zoom in again, the other most important property here is the target Android version. Again, I always like to set this manually so it gets integrated into my Android manifest. Now, normally, you'll want to always set the compile equal to the target. So these two top and bottom numbers would be the same. This target version is also going to tell Google Play what features of your application are being used. And it also helps the Android operating system in some of the material design concepts. Now, remember, this target API level, even if I set it to API 24, doesn't mean that someone with an API level 25 can't install my app. It just means that I'm using features from that version. Now, these are also important because they don't have to necessarily match the compile and the target version. For instance, in Android version 23, Google in Android changed the permission properties. So if I was to set this to Lollipop, for instance, I wouldn't have to worry necessarily about those specific properties. Best practice is to, of course, set those to the same version number of your compile and your target, but they don't necessarily have to match. I always recommend setting the compile to as high as you possibly can that you want to support and that you've tested against for the target framework and, of course, how far back you want to go. Now, let's say you want to actually control some of this inside of your application, because this application can run all the way back on API 16, but can target and use APIs all the way up to 24. So what happens if I want to use a newer API, but I am running on an older operating system? This is where we'll want to check API versions. So let's say I'm in this button click, and I want to do something fancy with some animation in API level 24, for instance. So I can come in, and if I say if build.version.sdk int, This SDK int is going to return a build version code to me. I can say if it's greater than or equal to, and this will then show me all of the different enums associated with Android builds. So we can see Cupcake, Donut, Eclair, Froyo, and for this instance, I'm going to say Android N. When I hover over Android N, we can see it's associated with API 24. So I'll say if API 24 plus do this, else that means I'm on an older operating system and I can go ahead and put it in there. Now, for some reason, you want to manually add this. You can always say, well, I know it's 24, and simply cast that enum as an integer. And this is the same as setting that build version number. Now, these properties are exactly the same inside of Xamarin Studio. There's the compile, the target, and the minimum Android version that you want to set. Now, after you've watched this video, I highly recommend diving into some of the developer portal material here. So when you actually come into our guides, the very first one that you'll see up top under Android is understanding Android API levels under application fundamentals. This will go into the details of the target minimum and the additional target Android version that I've just outlined here for both Visual Studio and Xamarin Studio. So make sure that you read through this documentation before you go ahead and upload it into the App Store. But I hope that this has been a helpful snack pack to actually walk through what those different versions of Android SDK management mean. And until next time, I'm James, and this is the Xamarin Show.